I'm Karen Grigsby Bates in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Nike, the shoemaker, has agreed to settle a lawsuit that claimed the company has a misleading PR campaign it launched to counter accusations that Asian sweatshops make its footwear. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Karen. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Same to you. And tell me, Tess, what does this settlement involve?
Well, basically, Nike has agreed to boost its efforts at making sure workers at its manufacturing sites around the world get training and that the sites are monitored for sweatshop labor conditions. And it's giving $1.5 million to the Fair Labor Association for worker development programs.
And remind us what was in the Nike PR campaign and how the case ended up at the Supreme Court in the first place.
Well, in various corporate reports and speeches and news releases, the company talked up working conditions for its Vietnamese, Chinese, and Indonesian employees. And then a consumer activist here in California sued Nike in 1998 under a state consumer protection law, accusing the company of false advertising because he and many others believe Nike does indeed employ sweatshop labor. Nike then claimed First Amendment rights of free speech to say what it needed to say about itself, and that's how it ended up at the Supreme Court.
But the court didn't end up issuing a ruling, so where was the case headed before they settled today?
Right. The court sent the case back to California on technical grounds, so it was moving through the system here again. After winning in the lower courts initially, Nike lost at the California Supreme Court. The court said Nike's corporate statements could be regulated as commercial speech and that the case could go to trial. So that's where it would have headed.
So the California court ruling stands. What message does that send to marketing departments at corporations around the country then?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I talked to Reed Byram, who heads up the Public Relations Society of America, and he said this is going to have a chilling effect on corporate communications.
It's going to have the effect of withdrawing the institutional voice from public and social debate, and will be very limiting in how corporations and institutions participate in our society.
Here in California, at least.
No, actually, of all companies, both domestic and foreign, who do business in California or who come before the purview of the California consumer.
In fact, Karen, Nike itself in the news release announcing the settlement said that because of the California Supreme Court ruling, it's going to continue to limit what it says and does in this state.
Tess, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Karen. You too.